Hello, world. I'm feeling a little bit better since my last one. I had a young gent by the name of Nick say hello via audio boo. I was quite blown away by it, and I'll be honest with you, it felt very weird to start with, because I've never really had any sort of, for want of a better word, fan mail or whatever. So I really appreciate it, Nick. Thank you very much. And of course, I have no problems with you using a bit of my audio boo in one of your audio boos. That's no problem whatsoever. I feel a bit bad for not sending you a personal boo back, but hopefully you'll hear this one. I'm now technically homeless, and I revealed to my mum that I plan on sleeping in parks for the next week, and she didn't like that idea at all. I think I can always get my own way with my mum by just suggesting that I'm going to do something to harm myself. I remember back in the day when I was really depressed, I used to actually just say, give me money and I'll come out and talk to you, because I just wanted money to go buy something. I was probably going to go buy something, and just something shit as well. So she did the right thing in not giving me money that one time that I remember, being very rude about just asking for money. I could imagine back in the day that she, I was like almost a drug addict, where they kept saying, just give me one more fix. And you get to the point where you have to love the person enough to just say, no, you're not getting any more. That's it. Cold turkey. And you have to be that tough love of just strapping them down to a bed and saying, here's some food. If you want to eat it, eat it. Eventually they get hungry enough and they eat it. The reason I'm thinking about those kind of things is that I have been more depressed today than I have been in about 10 years. Even though the thoughts weren't as strong as they used to be, there was a couple of suicidal thoughts in there where I just thought, what the fuck, this is terrible, I may as well die. Not anywhere near as bad, so don't, if you're listening to this and you think this guy's suicidal, no, he's not, I'm not suicidal. Because I know, because of the previous experiences of going through absolute depression, I know that in time I will get through this. As I say to a lot of people, you're going to get over it eventually. You may as well get over it now. Take that a little bit different and say, you're going to get through this. You know you're going to get through this. You may as well just keep going. What is that thing they say? When you're in hell, just keep walking. Or when you're walking through hell, just keep walking, because you'll get to the end. That kind of stuff. I know that in the maximum month, I'm going to be through this. I'm going to have most, if not all, of my debts paid. I'm going to hopefully be in a new place to live. I'm not going to have my stuff stored at my mum's in a storage unit. I'm not going to have the real estate agent telling me that I haven't finished the gardening, which I expect to hear tomorrow, asking where the second key is, because a certain housemate of my ex-housemate of mine didn't give me back the key, all that kind of stuff. I'm not going to have True Energy asking me why I haven't paid my bills. I'm not going to have iOnep asking me why I haven't paid my bills, etc., etc. That's all going to end. So I'm just going to try to keep my head up. I'm going to try and keep focusing on positive thoughts. I'm going to keep and hopefully post more audio boos and more things on the interweb of how this week goes, sleeping in parks. I've got a sleeping mat, which is going to be good. It hasn't been very cold here the last couple of days, so that's awesome. Hopefully I don't wake up tomorrow as sore as I did this morning. Oh my God, that was terrible. I've got my hiking bag full of clothes, which is awesome. My wonderful girlfriend Victoria is going to give me some money to buy some food later tonight. And yeah, it's going to be interesting. So I'm in much better spirits than I was earlier today, when I was thinking terrible thoughts and had weird anxiety and just, yeah, as I said, thoughts that I hadn't felt for 10 years. So yeah. Thank you for listening. This was a very long one that I don't normally do. And check out bobbyfreakout.com or www.thebobbyfreakouthour.com, because I'll be posting more stuff there over the next week and month. Thank you and good night.